hanging out with your friends. Today we're talking about whatever.
Hello. Welcome back. We've been thinking about some stuff.
Lots of stuff.
But mostly chocolate.
Chocolate.
It's spooky Halloween time.
It's not just Halloween. It's also Thanksgiving time. Well, I guess, you know, in a little bit.
In a little bit.
We
but I mean.
A couple of months ago.
I don't.
Or not a couple of months, a couple of weeks.
I saw a stupid post that said Christmas is only like 60 sleeps away. And I'm like, shut the fuck up. I'm not ready.
Regardless of your holiday preference, everyone eats and loves chocolate around the holidays. Actually, not everyone likes chocolate. I shouldn't say that.
Right. We can't put everyone in the same
right
mold, but I don't know, like, people that don't like chocolate, like, maybe if they're like lactose or whatever, but
right.
They're just like, I don't like it. I'm like, but why?
Yeah.
But why? Tell me.
Chocolate.
But I guess if they don't like it, more for me.
Like, mostly, I would say everyone just has their own preference of chocolate, whether it's chocolate cheesecake, chocolate freaking cereal, chocolate milk. What else we got?
Chocolate cookies.
We got chocolate fruit shakes. Okay.
Right. Ice cream is tech. I mean, there's chocolate ice cream.
Chocolate ice cream, chocolate cookies. There's chocolate alcoholic beverages that are actually pretty good, I might add.
It's weird that
it's
it works. Preference,
but it's really good. It's a good mixture. Woof. And you can make it, put a little like cinnamon in it and make it taste like Cap'n Crunch.
What?
Not Cap'n Crunch. Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah.
It's the crunch part that got
me. Are you talking about your White Russian with
Syntex Distillery? Yeah.
It's not the White Russian, but they did something with like
the
chocolate.
The toaster.
But yeah. It's basically a White Russian, but with chocolate and cinnamon.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited. I guess my favorite kind of chocolate thing is I love chocolate-covered pretzels.
Chocolate pretzels are good.
Yeah. Even the white chocolate ones are fine. They're just a little sweeter, but the just chocolate pretzels are so good.
Right. Ooh. I really like...
Was it like crack? Cocaine? Both?
Crack cocaine. I really like the dark chocolate raisinettes.
Okay.
Those are good. I recently had a chocolate-covered gummy bear.
Right. We both had.
You'd think would be really weird, but it wasn't.
I didn't care much for it.
We
also got a cocoa cold brewed covered marshmallow.
Yeah.
So it's like a square of a marshmallow brick, and then you dip it one end into a cold brew chocolate.
Yeah, but it was like coffee, cold brew.
I didn't care for that. I don't care for like flakes like that in my marshmallows.
Yeah, that's okay.
They make me sick. But I like marshmallows alone. I like s'mores. Those are fine. That's different.
Right.
I don't know. I'm weird.
You are weird, but it's okay.
Right. Well,
So
I was going to read about Hershey's really quick because there's so much chocolate stuff.
Do you want me to just like...
Well, I was just going to get dates out of the way.
Okay.
Yeah, dates and sites. So Time Magazine wrote an article about Hershey's in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
And Hershey's came out in 1907. Did you know that?
That's a long time ago.
Yeah.
That's like over 100 years old.
That's what it kept saying in the article, yeah. It had a competitor, which I think was like they came first in 1894. Called Wilbur Brand or Wilbur Bud or something.
Mm-hmm.
And the difference was, well, I mean, I don't know about the chocolate flavor. I couldn't find anything about that. But Hershey's uses the Kisses, right? Where it's like that mold. Sorry, I hit my microphone. What would it be? It's not a mold. It's just like a squirt of chocolate, right? That's why it's a kiss.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Okay. Well, theirs was a mold.
Oh.
And that's why people were like, ooh, what? So
okay.
Hershey's took off like immediately.
I wonder if like what, like A, what flavor difference is between the two, and like
right.
B, if the Hershey's company had just like a bigger budget or like more marketing to like for them to be overpower the brand that was already out there, right. You know?
The other difference was Wilbur Bud chocolates didn't wrap their chocolate.
Oh.
They just had little teardrops mm-hmm. in a thing.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Okay.
And molds pop them out or whatever, however the molds worked back then.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, I don't know if it was a bag. That's the other thing I was trying to find. You should look up a photo of it. Just go to Google Images, type in Wilbur Bud chocolate.
Let's see what happens. Wilbur Bud chocolate. That would be a good, like, edible brand. Wilbur Bud.
Wilbur Bud. What about Willpower Bud chocolates?
No, because then I would be really aware that I have no willpower while I'm eating it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's bad. You got that? Yeah.
Wilbur
Bud. I got Snickers came out in 1930. I don't have a source for that or a site for that. I just typed it in.
Wilbur chocolates are still around.
Really?
Apparently.
What do they look like?
Wilbur chocolate.
Oh, I recognize that. Oh, shit.
It kind of looks like, it looks like old-fashioned chocolate. Like if you go to like a fudge shop.
Right. Yeah. You know when they have it on display?
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, I want two of those and one of that one. Yeah. Yeah, that's
a good.
Well,
now I want to like
right? Ooh, look at those them. Green ones.
Green chocolate mint. You can eat all of those.
Yeah.
But yeah, they still have like a store in Lillits, Pennsylvania, which is awesome. Interesting because Hershey's is from Pennsylvania too.
Oh, yeah. See the competitor.
Right?
Yeah. Huh. That's kind of cool. Well, Wilbur Bud, we're coming for you next.
Right?
We've already been eating Hershey's. Yeah, like
so. Yeah, they come in like bags
and tins. Okay,
like
they're
old school.
It's like we've all had one of these at some point in our life.
Yeah,
like our grandparents or something.
Yeah,
it's and like they, it's like there's some the parents who preferred the old Coke to the new Coke thing.
Right.
not fully. Obviously,
because well,
they're
yeah.
not, they're only like 6, 7, about 13 years apart.
What?
Yeah, 13 years apart. The chocolate companies, Hershey's.
Oh, yeah. Neighborhood. It's cool that they have like kisses, but you can tell that they were in a mold and not onto the conveyor belt.
Because it's got a little twirl at the top.
And like it says Wilbur, like imprinted at the bottom of the.
Oh, okay. You know, I give these guys credit for presentation. I like that curl.
FYI, you can buy them on Amazon.
Yeah.
So buy some Wilbur chocolates. Yeah. Not sponsored. Not that.
Just to try and say,
Right.
Which one do I like better,
Chocolate buds. Interesting.
I'm excited. We should get some of that for holidays.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Christmas.
That's crazy. I didn't know that there was a competition between Hershey's or like
The beginning competitors.
Right. Yeah, but there was even one before them,
Right. Right.
Yeah.
You got more history.
So I found like where chocolate came from.
Right.
And I thought it was kind of interesting. So the history of chocolate began in Mesoamerica. Fermented beverages made from chocolate date back all the way to 400 BC.
Beverages, right? I kept finding that stuff too. We've been trying to do our research separate so we can find different stuff.
Right. So as the Aztecs believed that cacao seeds were a gift from the god of wisdom. I'm not going to try to say his Aztec name because it's
the god of wisdom.
And the seeds once had so much value that they were used as a form of currency.
Right, yeah.
Which I thought was really cool.
Currency. Imagine, like, I got chocolate beans. No way.
He's the king.
Can I take that? Definitely take whatever horse you want, man.
Right.
Give me your beans.
Originally, it was only prepared as a drink. Chocolate was served as a bitter liquid mixed with spices or corn puree.
Weird. I found chili.
Okay. Well, spices.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just kept finding chili and fruits.
Yeah.
So fruits, chili, and chocolate as a drink. And it was introduced as like the first exotic drink in Europe.
I could see that being exotic.
Right?
There.
I was like, that's probably how we got weird Yoo-Hoo.
Oh, wait. And here you go.
Stuff like that.
So after its arrival to Europe in the 16th century, sugar was added to it and became popular throughout the society, first among the ruling classes and then among the common people.
Right. And then it was called a chocomania.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Today, well, back in the day. Aztec day.
Right.
It was also believed to be a bit of an aphrodisiac.
Yeah.
Which I was like,
we still kind of do that. What do you think Valentine's Day
is? Right, like all the chocolate, like it's not just because I love you, it's because...
Right.
Does chocolate make us horny? I don't know. Maybe.
That's weird, though, because Halloween is all about chocolate. Maybe that's why, like, when adults have their Christmas or their Halloween parties,
they get kind of crazy. They get all
horned up and crazy.
Right? But also... In the 20th century, chocolate was considered an essential to rations of soldiers during war. So you get, like, your bread, your water, and a piece of chocolate.
And a piece of chocolate.
Or your bread and your beans,
I probably. Read that the butter, the cocoa butter, mm-hmm. was also spread onto wounds.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting.
One of my favorite things that I've been telling people for years, and you want to know why I learned this? I learned this because I love Harry Potter so freaking much. Okay, and in the third book, when he was meeting with the Dementors, and they're hurting his soul and his spirit. My cat is cleaning herself underneath me.
Gross.
Sick.
Shh.
But they gave him chocolate when they were feeling upset. So after dinner, that's why we did a Hershey's Kisses thing. We got a bunch of Kiss wrappers and made a ball out of it, and I would always have one after dinner.
Yep.
Maybe two. I'm going to not lie. It was usually three. Three each. So we made balls out of that.
Six billion kisses.
It was 12, okay? I lied.
No, we ate a whole bag of kisses every day after.
No, for real. And I always felt weird. And I ate one. I was like, why do I feel good just like warming up a Hershey's Kiss in my mouth?
Mm-hmm.
You know? So...
It's interesting that you say that because I found, like, why does chocolate make us feel so good?
Mm-hmm.
And basically, in a study done by psychologist David Lewis, said letting chocolate dissolve slowly in your mouth produces a big increase in brain activity and heart rate, just like a passionate kiss does.
Huh.
But the effects of the chocolate last four times longer than an actual kiss. So that's why you feel so good. Like, if you let a chocolate melt in your mouth, like... It's a super passionate kiss, but, like, longer.
That's so... My mouth feels weird.
I know.
My mouth feels dirty. I'm joking. No, so what I was getting at was it's supposed to help upset stomachs.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a bad cough. I didn't think about that until I read it. I was like, go. Oh,
chocolate and cough?
Yeah, because it doesn't, like, kind of murk up your mouth.
I feel like it would make me more phlegmy.
I guess phlegmy, but not coffee, maybe.
Maybe.
It helps when you're dizzy, which Nicole found out yesterday.
It did.
She woke up a little funny in the head, and I was like, here, not to be weird, I know it's 9 a.m, take a bite of this. And she's like, wow, I feel a lot better. I was like, right?
It's chocolate, weird.
Man.
Chocolate. Or just chocolate. Sugar, maybe.
Maybe it could have been a sugar thing, too, but chocolate.
Chocolate, man.
Chocolate. Wilbur Buds.
Wilbur Buds.
That's so cool.
So
I want one so bad.
I wanted to go because I really like dark chocolate. Honestly, I prefer dark chocolate over milk chocolate over white chocolate.
I do like a good white chocolate, but I need to have a chocolate to balance it back because white chocolate just gets a little sweet sometimes.
Right. So I was gonna. Not all the time. It's interesting because like dark chocolate is like the healthier chocolate, but like. It's still chocolate, so it's not really all that much healthier. Right. So I wanted to look and see, like, why people say it's more healthy.
Right.
It has, so if you eat 100 grams of dark chocolate, but also 100 grams is, like, 3.5 ounces, so that's a lot. That's, like, 600 calories worth of chocolate. So don't eat all of this.
Right.
But there's a bunch of fiber, iron, magnesium, copper, and manganese. Also has plenty of potassium, phosphorus, zinc, and selenium.
Just in chocolate?
In a dark chocolate bar.
In a dark chocolate bar?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
So it has like all these extra factors, but it needs to be 70 to 85%. So it's pretty bitter.
We need to go on a dark chocolate tour of some sort, you know? Like, let's test out a bunch from a different place all the time.
Apparently, it may improve blood flow and lower your blood pressure.
Huh.
So, things called flavanols. I think that's how you say it. And dark chocolate. It looks like flavor.
Is that that cocoa laxative?
No.
It looks like get the juices going.
Flavanols.
Flavanols.
Which can stimulate the linings of the arteries to produce nitric oxide. And nitric oxide sends signals to arteries to relax.
Okay.
So,
You guys, chocolate is awesome. Chocolate and marijuana go together. People don't understand what they're missing out on.
Unless you're high for hours on chocolate edibles, then just don't.
Yeah, you might get sick. Or eat a regular chocolate and then a chocolate edible.
Also because of, the relaxingness of the flavanols in your arteries.
In your arteries.
It also may reduce your risk of heart disease.
Okay, people. I'm going to call my grandma eats so many Tootsie Rolls. Is that the same?
No, that's milk chocolate.
Oh, that's right. Dark chocolate.
This is just dark chocolate.
This is just dark chocolate?
Just dark chocolate.
Okay. Is there dark chocolate Tootsie Rolls? Because I'm going to send a bag of them to my grandma and then to myself. I want to try them.
Right. I don't think so. It also says it could improve your brain function.
Dark chocolate.
One study of healthy volunteers showed that eating high flavanol coca for 5 days improved the blood flow to the brain. Flavanol coca.
Do that with your tongue out. Flavanol. My tongue hit my chin.
So, improved blood flow to your brain. It also showed, since coca beans have stimulant substances like caffeine.
Mm-hmm.
And theobromine, which may be the key reason to improve brain function in the short term. So maybe not long-term brain health, but like...
It'll help in some way.
If you're like, oh, I need to cram for this test, or like...
Oh, okay. Don't suck on a regular chocolate.
Just have a chunk of some super dark chocolate.
Do Wilburbuds have dark chocolate? Is that what that is right there?
I think so, right here. Dark chocolate buds.
Oh my God, they look...
They're like... Black, super dark.
Black plops.
Black gross, Corbin.
That's what it looks like. I'm sorry.
Oh, 20 pounds worth of dark chocolate.
Oh,
sign me
damn.
Up.
That's a lot of chocolate.
It is. But it doesn't say what percentage of dark chocolate it is. If it's...
Right.
Additional info.
You should do a quick search of dark chocolate, like, brands or something. I'll do a quick read of the regular, just like the most popular chocolates, right? I mean, obviously, we all know Hershey's. If you don't know Nestle, Toolhouse. I'm just kidding. If you don't know Nestle, Cadbury. A lot of people don't like Cadbury eggs or the Cadbury chocolate. I think the Cadbury chocolate is great.
I don't think I've had just a Cadbury chocolate. When I was a kid.
You've only ever had it with a cream, egg or non-egg?
I've had... the cream maybe like once or twice, but they had a caramel Cadbury eggs.
Okay.
And those were my jam when I was a kid.
Right.
Little chonker. I love those at Easter time.
Right. I love the eggs. I know that they had two different insides, and I think, thinking about it sometimes is gross, but the caramel one is fine, but caramel messes with my teeth. The other one is fine, but I can only eat half, and then no one else likes it. So I'm like, well, Nicole, you want the other half? No? Okay, well, if my brother was here, he'd be like, bro, I'm going to split this, and you're going to have this half.
Right.
I got to be the only weirdo that likes Cadbury. After Cadbury, there's also Godiva.
Godiva. That was my one brand that has really good dark chocolate.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
that you found already before, or that you found just now?
I've used to get it as a snack, keep little chunks in the fridge. Yeah.
Godiva. And then everyone's favorite airport chocolate.
Toblerone.
We even got one when we traveled once to the mountains. We were like, we were just like, they're like five different flavors. Grab one. We've never had one.
Right? I was like, I can't believe we've never had a Toblerone.
Right.
But I did look up like popular or healthy, the healthiest dark chocolate brands. Some of them are like pretty, non-GMO, organic,
what's that
fair
one?
Trade. This one?
Pasha?
Mm-hmm.
Why is it purple?
Organic. Okay. 85% cacao, so it's pretty bitter. But we've had this endangered species, dark chocolate.
Have we?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Ethically traded social enterprise with a great theme focusing on endangered animals. So I think like...
With the otter.
With the otter. So
We kept bars. We kept our wrapper up in our on our shelf because we thought that was super cool.
Yeah. So like I think proceeds of the bars go to like help endangered animals and helping like harvesting chocolate in an ethical way. Shout out to...
What are they called?
I think it's just endangered species chocolate.
Awesome. Everyone should get one. Support an animal or whatever it supports. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Nice. But yeah, there's any other dark chocolates?
There's one called Green and Black's Organic Dark Chocolate.
I like the cover. It looks like Star Wars.
Kind of, yeah.
But from my distance, I'm just looking from a side.
They have 70 and 85% dark chocolate bars made organically, obviously, and from fair trade resources. So I feel like dark chocolate has more of a reputation or something. Maybe reputation is not the right word, but like to be more organic and fair trade and like non-GMO compared to milk chocolate. Because I feel obviously you have to have milk, so you can't really be, I don't know. I feel like there's less shit in dark chocolate than there is milk chocolate.
Right. Oh, definitely.
But yeah, I thought that was kind of interesting.
That's awesome. Man, it's weird that, like, I don't know. I guess chocolate itself does something. Dark chocolate does something.
You know? White chocolate is just
there. Does white chocolate do something? There's no point in looking it up. No. I just feel like it's just America ruining things.
I just make things white. I'm just kidding.
It's bad,
but...
I got something fun for you.
What?
So you know who owns Snickers, right?
Mars? Yeah.
Yeah, named after Frank Mars.
Frank Mars?
Yeah.
Who's Frank Mars?
The guy.
The guy?
Come on, man. The guy.
The guy.
Of Mars, Inc.
Huh?
Okay. So you know what Snickers is named after?
No.
His favorite horse.
His favorite horse? Yes. That's cute.
Fucking...
Snickers the horse.
Yeah. Oh, and up until 19... Let me find it on my paper. Up until 1990,
mm-hmm.
It was called the Marathon Bar in the UK.
Really?
Yeah. And I was like, ooh, I want to go find one of those. Like, that's awesome. But that was 1990. Yeah.
So it was a Snickers, but called Marathon.
Marathon, yeah.
Interesting. We could do a whole segment on European different.
We could do a whole segment on candy bars. Come on.
That's true.
We're doing chocolate.
Chocolate.
No. We're here for chocolate. We've got time. Look up some white chocolate stuff.
White
chocolate? We should have done this, yeah. I didn't write anything down for Reese's. That's a whole other topic. Like peanut butter and chocolate, that's another day. That's part two. Chocolate, right. Part two with peanut butter. Yes, I'm saving it. And we're going to watch Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, too, so we get some more chocolate ideas.
Someone, the second most Googled white chocolate thing is, why is white chocolate the best? That's a little biased, but...
It's butterier. Butterier.
I guess. Batterier. I mean, I feel like it's meant for more, like, baking. And, like, dessert type thing.
True. Agreed.
Not just to be eaten.
Frosting, you know?
You know?
Or, like, fancy stuff on a cake.
Right. Ooh, or there's a
cupcake.
Philadelphia Candy's white chocolate bar.
Huh.
But I don't know, like...
Like, just say, like, Google the first appearance of white chocolate. Or what year did white chocolate make an appearance?
First...
Or,
so,
ew, it looks like a stick of butter.
Nestle was the first to develop white chocolate commercially in 1936 in Switzerland.
Nestle? Oh.
Nestle.
That's cool. Toulouse.
Sorry.
You're okay.
Can't not say that after Nestle.
If you don't know what that's from, it's from Friends, Phoebe and her grandma's cookie recipe.
Yep.
So... Okay, I guess not. Okay. Cookies and cream.
What about it?
I guess when did the cookies and cream Hershey's bar come out? Look that up. Look that up. I'm interested in chocolate now. And then we'll try to see if white chocolate has any health benefits whatsoever. I doubt it. Part of me really, really doubts it. Part of it's me would be more, kind of excited if it did.
It's more sugar and more like...
True.
Butter, maybe? Like, I don't know.
No, I'm not lying about that butter part. Ugh. I like eating it sometime. Sometime.
Cookies. When was Hershey's Cookies and Creams invented? 1994.
94?
Yeah.
Huh.
So we were alive.
Yeah, we were four.
When that came out. Interesting.
Huh. We should look up a commercial for that later.
Oh, God.
Just to see what it looked like.
That'd be fun. Yeah, introduced in 1994.
Awesome. Okay, now do the health benefits. I need to get... I forgot our iPad over there. It would have been a lot easier. We need to get a case for it that has a keyboard.
Health benefits, white chocolate.
Anything good?
So, white chocolate, despite reporting having the same content in flavanols, still provides cardiovascular benefits such as palate enhancement and regulation for cholesterol.
Wow.
Furthermore, cocoa butter has anti-aging and thickening properties for skin and protective effects on the nerve sheaths.
Huh.
So, I mean...
All chocolate has something good about it.
I guess.
Some way. It's all your preference. Do we even dive into fudge, or is that a different day?
That's a different day.
You sure? That's chocolate, though. Most fudges are chocolate.
I know. True.
Okay.
It also...
But there is also chocolate's flavored fudge.
Right.
Fudge-flavored.
Fudge-flavored chocolate.
I guess with brownie bites or some fudge bites in their chocolate or whatever.
Right.
But, hey, if it says brownie bite chocolate... Don't not get it.
Right.
Because it's always good. Unless it's that Red Robin volcano chocolate explosion thing. You know what I'm talking about?
Uh-huh.
Ooh, molten cake.
Yeah.
It's good at first, but then you're just like, just why is there so much of this? Like,
it also says that if you don't consider white chocolate chocolate, then you're not a chocolate connoisseur.
That's a lot of chocolates.
I know.
But
that's
good.
Like,
good. Because I believe I believe in the white chocolate.
Would you call yourself a connoisseur?
Of chocolate?
Yeah.
I need to get a lot more different brands.
You think you
of
need like a top hat and a monocle if you want to call yourself a connoisseur?
Because I don't even think I've had Godiva unless I've had some of those dark chocolate ones you've had.
I think you've had it. You just didn't realize. One other place type of chocolate is Ghirardelli chocolate.
Ghirardelli. Yeah.
Which is pretty popular. And when I was in San Francisco a couple years ago, we went to like the little factory on the pier, and they have like, I don't think they're actually making chocolate there, but they have like a wheel of chocolate. And then I had some ridiculously chocolatey thing. It was delicious because they have good chocolate, but
It was they have chocolate soda.
Ugh.
Chocolate gum. Why? It's like a Tootsie Roll that never ends.
I don't want to ever happen.
My teeth feel weird thinking about that.
Tootsie
Rolls that have the different flavors be counted as chocolate? No, those are fruit. So it would be more candy.
Yeah.
Okay, never mind. Sorry. I'm just, I'm pulling everything apart. There's chocolate taffy.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's like just has chocolate flavor.
Right.
Because I think there's a certain like rule that it needs to be have a certain amount of like cacao in it and sugar or sweetener and then milk or whatever.
Right.
To make it chocolate. One of my favorite chocolates is the Ferrero Rochers.
Right. The little balls.
Yeah.
Right.
And they're like hazelnut.
They're white chocolate I like, but that's like.
Really?
That's my like. Every 6 months of white chocolate, I pop one of those bad boys in, I'm good.
Oh. These came out in 1982.
82? They would be an 80s chocolate.
Right. The guy who invented them, or woman, Michel?
Michel?
It's a man.
It's a man.
Michel Ferrero credited the inventor. He named the chocolate after a grotto in the Roman Catholic shrine of Lourdes, Rochère de something. But Rochère comes from the French word to mean rock or boulder, which makes sense because it's all bumpy.
Yeah.
It looks like a rock. But those, like...
They have the crunch in them, too, right?
They have, like, nuts on the outside and then, like, the little, like, crunch shell. And then they have the hazel. Shell. They have, like, the Nutella and the actual hazelnut in the middle.
And the white chocolate with the cream in the inside.
Oh, so good. Those are what I wanted to talk about that. But
yeah. That's our, like, Christmas chocolate.
Well, I was just going to say, because in 2015, 61% of their sales happen in the last 3 months of the year. So Halloween to Christmas.
Oh, wait. This is the, in those little
these
gold wrap. Yeah. I was thinking about the other one still.
No. And I thought this was interesting.
Little that, gold wrapper and like their little cup. Like
yeah.
Like a Hershey cup wrapper on the bottom as well. Sorry.
So on Wikipedia, Ferrero Rocher's along with baby formula are the top item smuggled across the border from Hong Kong into China.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because apparently, for some reason, you can't get them in the mainland of China for some reason.
Okay.
But yeah. Baby formula and chocolate. Fucking chocolate. That's what they want.
Fucking chocolate, you guys. We hit... Okay, I shouldn't say you guys. I mean everyone.
Well, yeah.
You people.
What do you mean, you people? You humans.
You magnificent people.
Yeah. Oh, is your mouth working okay?
No, that's a drunk that's chocolate drunk.
Chocolate drunk.
Because we each had a little chunk of chocolate before we got on here.
Yeah.
I had a Kit Kat. What'd you have? And a Rolo. I had a Rolo as well.
One Rolo.
Yes. Our bag of candy came with a single Rolo.
In a package. So stupid. I think I had a Reese's, little mini Reese's cup.
Nice. But if you could have any chocolate, anything chocolate right now, what would it be?
A Reese's cup.
A Reese's cup?
Yeah.
I would love to have a dark chocolate Kit Kat right now. If you have not had the dark chocolate Kit Kat, it is probably the best Kit Kat ever.
They are really good. I had a dark chocolate Reese's Cup Thin.
Mm-hmm.
And it was good, but there just wasn't enough peanut butter.
Right.
Which is probably why it was a thin and not a thick with two C's. Reese's Thicks.
Well, remember to save up your Hershey's because remember, it was a currency once. We might revert back to that someday.
Or just your cocoa beans.
Or your cocoa beans. Yeah, go harvest your cocoa. Well.
This was fun. Yeah. I like thinking and talking about stuff.
This is our third thinking about stuff.
And surprisingly, we've done all
food
or snacks.
So we will change it up next time because there's one that we've been dying to talk about.
Yeah.
Titanic, but I'm going to wait till the date. Yeah, I spoiled it.
We're going to wait all the way until April?
Yeah.
When it sunk?
When it sunk, yeah, April. That's when it was. I was trying to remember. When we fell in love, we were like, what are your favorite things? They're both the same thing that we said at the same exact time. We were like, the Titanic. And we were like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
I'm just kidding.
All right.
How do we exit this one? We usually say, we're going to go watch some stuff. But now, we're going to encourage you guys to think about some stuff.
Think about things that you wouldn't normally think about.
Remember to think about stuff.
We'll nail this somehow.
We're also gonna make a new opening because damn.
Bye.
Bye.